you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good.
When you look at the Titans' offensive line, and you've seen them over the last 2-3 years, what are they doing better right now with Conklin to over to Lewan, just protecting against the run and the pass? And how tough is it to get a line to do those both well and together?
I mean, they're one of the better offensive lines we'll face all year. You know, they have first-round draft picks. You know, they have Ben Jones in the middle. You know, we're all real familiar with, you know, how good he is, how tough Ben is. You know, I just think they're one of the better offensive lines. You know, I think they're physical. They're big. They can pull. They're athletic. And they communicate well together. They've played together now for a little while, and most of them, and they're very good.
So you said you obviously you remember Ben Jones a lot. What about him stands out to you, and I guess you kind of wish you guys had him back at this point?
We have a very good center in Nick Martin, so, you know, relative to that, I would tell you that NFL free agency, that's the nature of the business. I really enjoyed coaching Ben Jones. I think he did a good job when he was here, and I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a very tough guy. I loved coaching him. And, you know, that's free agency. You know, they change teams. But, you know, relative to our team, you know, we have a very, very good center in Nick Martin. So I'm not sure, like, what exactly you're referring to there. But we're very, very happy with our center.
Okay. What has been the key for you and, I guess, the focus on when you defend Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, I mean, Marcus is, you know, he's a great player. He can do so many different things. That's the issue. You know, he can, obviously, he's a very, very good passer. He's got excellent speed. He's got good quickness. You know, he just does a lot of things well. He's very instinctive, very smart player. He's got good command of their offense. He's an excellent player.
When you've got an AFC South matchup like this one with a team that, you know, you've won a division a couple of years in a row and a team that seems to be coming for that, does that add anything extra to the battle?
I think anytime you play in the division, it's big. I mean, I would tell you that this has always been, ever since we've been here, a very, very tough football game. I mean, and especially since Mike Mularkey's taken over and John Robinson. I mean, they've done a great job with that team. They got a really good football team. And I think any time you play in the division, it's a very, very important game because, you know, it's somebody you play twice a year, and you have to be prepared. You have to bring your best game, and that's no different this year. Tennessee's always, I think, the last couple of years, they've been a very, very good team. So, you know, we understand the challenge, and we have to make sure that we understand it on Sunday.
Where is Will Fuller heading into this game, and what would he mean to your offense if he was able to return?
I mean, I think he's doing okay. He's trending in the right direction. I'm not sure where he will be relative to this game, but, you know, he's one of our top two receivers, him and Hopkins, and so it would mean a lot to get him back. You know, anytime you have full complement of receivers, things like that, that would help your offense.
Coach, you've got an exceptional record against the Titans since you've been in Houston, 6-1. Understanding that, you know, the teams vary year by year, is there anything specifically that you've found that's helped you against this team?
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate you mentioning that, but I really don't think about that. I think every year is different. Every team's different. I can tell you that, you know, this is a very, very good team, Tennessee. Very tough, physical. I mean, you haven't even asked me about their special teams. I mean, Suckup and Kern, great kickers and punters. The coverage guys, the linebacker Bates, Trawick, Weems. I mean, they have very good core special teams players. Dory Jackson is one of the better returners I've seen in a long time. So, you know, offense, defense, you know, Dick LeBeau with the defense and all the things that those guys do. Jarrell Casey, Arakpo. Logan Ryan back there now. I mean, they've got a lot of good players. So it's going to be a very, very tough game, and, you know, it's going to be real challenging.
You mentioned Adoree, and he, you know, nearly had the touchdown that was called back last week and won in the preseason. How do you defend a guy? How do you go about defending a guy who can, you know, take it to the house like that?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you know, it's very difficult to defend a guy like that, especially with, you know, some of the rush schemes that they have up front, you know, because they're rushing the punter, so sometimes you can't get out as clean as you want. And, to get down the field and cover, you know. And so the guy does a good job of you know, creating space in between Adoree and the guys that are coming down to tackle him. And so it's a difficult deal, you know. And I think we've got to do a good job in all areas with our protection, our coverage, and our punter. And you know, we got to make sure that we corral him.
How do you prepare Deshaun for a Dick LeBeau scheme and all that, you know, brings with it?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, Dick LeBeau's obviously been doing it for a long, long time, and you know, we have tremendous respect for him and what he's done, and you know, we just have to look at the film and watch tape and study and, you know, try to come up with the best plan we can, teach it to Deshaun, and hopefully we can go out there and execute it.
Obviously, you know, having a young quarterback and knowing that LeBeau is you know, willing to blitz, how comfortable do you feel with Deshaun's ability to handle that?
Well, I mean, I think it's different every week. I mean, I'm very comfortable with Deshaun, you know, just overall. I mean, I think he's a very, very knowledgeable kid for a rookie. I think he's very instinctive. I think he reacts well. But it's different. I mean, it's totally different than what New England threw at us. You know what I mean? Every week's different. And, you know, he's a rookie player, and he'll get better every week. But, you know, we have to do a good job week in and week out of preparing him, and especially this week with all the things that, you know, that Tennessee brings to the table on defense.
Coach, has it been difficult, you know, with all that's gone on in Houston after the flooding and all that, and being 3 weeks into the season? I know we're a little past it at that point, but has it been difficult for the team and you to separate what's gone on outside of football to what happens on the field and in practice?
I think in the beginning, I would say that when the hurricane happened, obviously, and then the days, maybe the week after, you know, I would say it was difficult to deal with only because, you know, we had families of players, families of staff members that were directly affected that had to be, you know, rescued from their homes and things like that. But since then, I'd say it's calmed down, and, you know, our players have been very focused on football and feel like we've gotten better. I know our record doesn't show that, but I think we're improving, and, you know, we know it's a big challenge against Tennessee on Sunday. You guys good?
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.